93.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, normally when we get emails into the show for a second date update, I'll read them and I'll be like, what did they do that screwed up the date? You can't really tell. It seems all normal. But I read Josh's email, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, and all I thought was, what did he do that didn't screw up the date?
Uh-oh.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good, but I thought the date went well. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'll let you tell it, and then
We
can all be the judge. First of all, what's the name of the girl you want to call today?
My name's Caroline.
Caroline, hey. All right. And where did you meet Caroline?
So we met each other on Tinder, and I meet a lot of women on Tinder.
Was that like are you bragging there?
Yeah.
Well, no, I've had the app for a while,
okay.
So.
Got it. Just sounds like you're kind of like, yeah, I meet so many chicks on Tinder.
Nah, man. I mean, it's true. I do.
Okay. Right. Or it's a bad thing because you're meeting a lot of women and you're still single.
I mean, I like to play the field, you know, feel it out.
Okay, sure okay. You do. Yeah, right. I'm sure it's all your decision.
Well, tell us about playing her field. How was playing Caroline's field?
Caroline was really nice. I think it was like her first time on a Tinder date because she was like nervous or like whatever about it.
What'd you do for your date?
We went to dinner, but
hopefully you had better chemistry than what just happened there when you guys are trying to talk.
Okay.
So now we're all on an awkward date.
Okay, everyone stop talking.
Yeah.
Let him answer.
How was it with her?
I thought it was good. We vibed well. So I do this thing to kind of like break the ice on first dates.
Huh.
So I always tell the tender person, like, hey, why don't you like bring over some of your unopened mail? And I'm going to bring some of my unopened mail.
What?
And we'll open it together.
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a conversation piece.
Wait, people have actually followed through with this?
Yeah, it's just mail. Like, I open her mail, she opens mine. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
Do you pay each other's bills too?
Yeah.
No. It's fun. And I feel like I helped her out because, like, she got a ticket, like a trash can fine or something like that. So I told her, I'm like, hey, you can totally fight it. Like, we're not going to actually charge you.
Oh, okay. So you actually, all right. I'd sleep with you right away if you help me get out of a ticket.
Exactly.
Trash can ticket.
You get a lot of tickets, bro.
Yeah, I get a lot of tickets. So, man, maybe we should go out sometime, you know?
What did she open of yours?
Like some bills and some like junk mail, nothing extravagant.
And she didn't like open them and you have crazy amount of like outstanding debt or anything, right?
No. It was, but mainly there just to, like, start a conversation, like, oh, so you subscribe to this type of magazine, or, oh, so you have this phone plan.
Oh, so you have electricity at your house and also pay a water bill.
Exactly.
I've never heard of that before, so did she seem to like it?
She seemed to be having fun. We were laughing and joking. It seemed to be going well.
Okay, so it was a highlight of the date.
No, after that, we went to see a movie.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And you made her pay because you saw her bank account.
It's funny you say that because I am in between jobs at the moment, so I'm not like balling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of cool ways that you can like get around stuff and like, not want to say be frugal, just to be like smart.
I think frugal is a smart thing. Like, I think frugal is sexy. What'd you do?
So we got our movie tickets and she sent me out to get popcorn. And I don't know if you know, like most movie theaters, if you get a large popcorn, they give you unlimited refills or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going out to get popcorn and I look over to this like pretty much empty trash can. And there's an empty unlimited popcorn bucket in there.
It just calling your name. I hear you.
Oh, no.
Well, first of all, the trash can was pretty much empty. Like,
pretty much.
Maybe like 2 Cokes in there.
Right.
Nothing ridiculous. So I took it out. I emptied it. I cleaned it completely. No one was there. No one saw it. So I just walked up to the counter and they gave me a free refill. I literally just saved
$10.
Dude, all right. Did she see it though?
The whole movie?
No. No one saw it. No one was noticed. So I.
Okay.
I came back.
Like
and we had popcorn, and it was good, buttery, tasty, whatever. And everything went well. I mean, I kind of a little bit cried during the movie because it, like, reminded me of my ex. But, like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
So wait, hold on.
Did you tell her to remind you of the
ex,
right?
And you ate popcorn out of the trash. That's where we're at.
Okay, I wouldn't say crying. I would say there might have been a few tears.
Okay.
All of this is fine if she doesn't know the background of any of these things, right? Like, if you're crying, she can see you as, like, being in tune with your emotional side. Great. Awesome.
Like, you didn't tell her that, right? Like, I'm crying because of my ex. We used to go eat garbage popcorn together all the time.
Yeah, I don't think she knows the crying, and I'm for sure she doesn't know about the popcorn.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. So how was the end of the evening? Did you guys get a kiss or anything?
No, so we're driving back to her place or whatever, awesome. And she seems like kind of like nervous or like anxious. So I wanted to like ease her thoughts, like her mind or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just let her know, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I do have a condom.
Oh, no.
You said I have a condom or a condo?
Condom, like protection.
All right. Yeah, did you just throw it out there? Like, she wasn't headed up to your place or anything, right? You're just like, hey, just let you know. I have condoms everywhere.
We were heading to her place, and I just felt like she was getting anxious. Like, maybe she didn't have any.
You don't say it then.
So right? You bypassed the first kiss and went straight to, you have protection.
I just wanted her to know that I'm safe.
So, okay. Wait, did it work? Did she calm down after you said that?
And then go up to your room?
I have a feeling she didn't.
No, no. She said that she had to be, like, up early for work or something.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you really not see an issue with any of this?
I'll give you guys that. I probably should have waited a little bit to mention the condom, but I think that might have been the only thing I did wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll find out. Oh, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right? Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us and you're a bit nervous about what might happen, don't worry. I've got protection. I've got condoms. So no matter what happens, we are good.
Wow.
And so does Josh, who's on the phone right now. He's got condoms as well. And Josh told us about his date with a girl named Caroline. They went to dinner and a movie. Did kind of a weird activity at dinner. He told her to bring her mail along, and they opened mail together. He says it's a fun thing to do with people, and actually it kind of sounded entertaining, so I can't really rip him for it.
Yeah.
After dinner, they ended up going to a movie, and Josh is a very frugal dude who knows how to cut corners, so he grabbed a popcorn bag out of the trash and took that up to the counter and got some free popcorn. He doesn't think she noticed that, though. The thing that he thinks is the reason she's not getting back to him is because at the end of the date, he just sort of threw it out there while he was driving her home. Hey, I got condoms.
Yeah, see?
They didn't even get a kiss or anything.
No.
Josh, before we call her, I forgot to ask you, have you talked to her at all since your date? Has she responded to anything?
So I've sent her like 3 text messages over like the last 2 or 3 days. Okay. So I don't know if she's like ghosting me. Like, to be honest, I just want to know if there's a chance that we can hang out again. Because, like, I have other women that have matched with me and that are, like, hitting me up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got other ways to use those condoms then. Glad they won't go to waste.
I thought we had chemistry, so I'd rather just kick it with her. But if she's not down,
okay,
I want to know so I can move on to other women.
Yeah, I mean, you got a supply of condoms. You got to get through these things, you know?
For real, though, it's so presumptuous to say that you have protection when you haven't even kissed someone. I mean, it's literally like telling them, I know we're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my mistake. I read the vibes wrong, so yeah. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Caroline, please?
This is Caroline.
Hey, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Like the radio show?
Yeah. Cool. You actually know the show?
I've heard of the show.
Okay, there it goes.
Oh my God.
It's always what...
we were so shocked for a minute. Like, what? Really?
Okay.
But at least you've heard of it. So, it's a radio show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And I'm calling you today because...
Sorry. Why are you calling?
Oh, yeah, I was getting there. Jeez. Not very patient, are you? I'm calling you today because we got an email from one of our listeners about you.
Okay. About what?
Well, we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and see if we can find out what happened.
Oh, okay. Right. Interesting.
Do you have any idea who might have emailed us?
I mean, honestly, I don't do that many first dates. So if it's in the last few weeks, I have a guess.
Okay.
Go for it. Guess. We'll tell you if you're right.
Is it Josh?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Hey, ding, ding, ding.
Josh has condoms, okay. If you were wondering.
Oh, he told me about that.
Oh, my God. Were you mortified when he said that or pissed?
At first I thought it was a joke, and then I realized it wasn't a joke. So I wasn't pissed. I was just like, oh, God. And he had multiple. There were many condoms.
Oh, you got to see him. He like open up the glove box in his car and just condoms just start spilling out like a cornucopia of safe sex.
A cornucopia.
A cornucopia.
Yeah, no, he opened his center console and pulled out, like, I don't know if it was like 12 or 24, but he was like really excited that he got a deal on them somehow. Like, he got them.
Wait, so
what deal did he get?
Discount condoms?
Yeah, no, I mean, he was seemed like a frugal guy just in general. He was very, like, into the deal of the condoms.
What was the deal?
He said he paid, like, $5 for them on the internet.
Huh. Is there a dark web for condoms?
I guess.
I have no idea. Josh told us about that because he said that he knows that might have been, like, a misstep on the date. He thought that was awkward to bring up at the end of the date. Is that the reason you're not calling him back?
Well, just in general, I liked Josh. Like, he was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the date didn't really live up to my expectations, and part of that was his fault, but part of it wasn't.
What happened?
Okay. So we go to dinner, and he had this idea that we should, like, bring each other's mail, which I actually thought was kind of unique and cute.
Mm-hmm.
He told us about that, and he also told us you got a ticket.
Yeah, so he kind of, like, helped. He's like, I can help you get out of that, which, you know, it's cute. And after dinner, this is a little weird to me. He tried to pay with a Groupon.
But that's not.
A group, okay.
Wait,
I mean, yeah, it was bad about
though.
That.
Yeah, no, that was fair, but it was expired.
I hate that. They still have to honor how much money that you spent on that, though.
So I ended up chipping in a little, which honestly is fine. Like, I'm totally fine with it. It was just a little uncomfortable. Like, it turned into a weird moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, other than dinner, how was everything else? You guys went to a movie, right? Was that fine?
Yes, we went to a movie. The theater itself was kind of gross to me. Like, I just wish we'd gone to a different theater.
What was gross?
So halfway through the movie, I realized there was, like, chewed gum on the bottom of the popcorn bag that we were eating.
Oh,
oh my God.
Gross.
No. Like,
I wonder how that happened.
Or on the bottom.
On the outside.
Like, on the bag. I'm like, how are they serving this bag with the gum on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How did they not notice?
That's disgusting.
So weird.
So, yeah, that grossed me out. But again, like, that's not Josh's fault. That was the theater. So it was, like, another awkward moment, but that wasn't, he didn't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was definitely not him. That was theater's fault for sure. I mean, you can't blame him for that.
Yeah, and actually, I ended up going on Yelp that night, and I left them, like, one star. Because I'm like, dude, don't serve your food with chewed gum on it.
Understandable.
Of course I left a review, because I don't want that near my mouth. It's like someone else's chewed gum. It's disgusting. I'm like, ugh.
All right. So, just all in all, it was an awkward date?
Yeah, you know, I did like him okay. It was just these weird little things that kept happening, and then it just, at the end of it, I was left on the fence about him.
Sounds like you followed your, like, intuition that maybe something wasn't sitting right.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. It just, like, something was off about it.
Well, speaking of awkward surprises, he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Wait, he just heard everything.
Yeah, I was here the whole time.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Why don't you guys say hi to each other? I mean, it's been a while.
Like a week? So here's the thing. The Groupon thing, I didn't know it expired. Like, I bought it a while back. I never got a chance to use it. So I figured this would be a perfect time. We're going on a date. And then it was expired. Like, I had no idea.
That sucks.
Yeah, no, I didn't think that was on purpose. Like, that wasn't a real issue. It was just kind of awkward, I guess.
Hmm.
The thing I did that was my fault, that I was just reading signals wrong. Like, I maybe probably shouldn't have brought out the fact that I had condoms.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, and then, to show her the condoms, too, might have been a bit much, you know?
Oh, my God, I can't believe that's a maybe from you, Josh. Like, are you not listening?
My thing is, like, I was reading the signals wrong. I thought that she was giving me all the signs. Like, I thought I was giving the green light. Like, I was
green light? Like, we didn't even kiss, though. I don't know. I wasn't mad about it. You weren't, like, a jerk about it. It was just bizarre. Like, next time I would recommend not doing that.
And it does prove, I mean, Josh, since you called us, it does prove that you wanted more than just, like, a one-night booty call. Because that's what it would normally feel like if some dude was like, hey, I got condoms.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's not what I was going for at all. I just misread it. I thought she was giving vibes that she wasn't giving, and that was my fault.
Okay.
But as far as the whole movie thing goes, I'm appalled. Like, I had no idea that that was even on the bag. I mean, I would get a refund, but I mean, it's too late now because I didn't know that it was there. But, like, I would have got a refund if you told me.
Well, I appreciate that. And obviously, that's not your fault. Like, I didn't take that against you.
Yeah, it's not like you, like, went out of the trash and grabbed a popcorn bag or anything. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, that'd be dirty. Like, no thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you can't blame him for that.
Yeah, no, I can't blame you for that, Josh, obviously.
Yeah, so I feel like I only had, like, really one strike, and that was, like, the condom thing. And, like, it's our first date, so, like, you're gonna have some strikes. But only one thing to go wrong on a first date, I feel like that's still a really good first date.
It's not bad.
That's true.
Caroline, would you like to give him a shot at a second strike?
Okay, he
would you like to go on a second date with Josh? We'll pay for it.
He made a pretty good plea.
Listen, as long as you don't pull lots of condoms out of, like, hidden spaces, sure, I will go out with you again.
Cool.
Really?
Awesome. I promise, no matter what happens, if we're, like, holding hands or anything, I'm not wearing any condoms at all. Like,
no.
You're missing the signals again. That wasn't like, hey, we don't need to use protection. You know? Just wait for the condoms.
No, Josh, yeah, that's not what I meant. Like, condoms are a great thing, but we don't know each other that well yet, so maybe keep them in the bedroom and, like, away from our initial dates.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair. I can do that.
Yeah. Only use condoms with people you've been dating for a while. Strangers, no condoms.
That's not the message either.
That's what we learned.
Write that down, kids.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.